I've gotten to the point, like, where I believe that nothing can be achieved through government, through religion, through anything. This has been a long process, through like religious experiences, through dramatic, like emotional relationship experiences, to family experiences. I've gotten to the point where through drug experiences, but what I believe, or it's not even necessarily what I believe, what I know is that there is only the now and there is no time. And what I mean is, like, people, every human being, I've figured out what what people say is like the secret to life, or like what they're trying to figure out. There is no like real secret, just the thing that we're like being, the illusion that's draped over everyone's eyes is that there is time. And and that sounds so like weird to say, and it, but what I'm saying is, like, I truthfully believe that there is no time. There is no past or future. And what that means, and how that becomes a giant transformation, is that every thought that you have in your brain is based in time, right? Because, like, every time your brain's thinking, you're thinking about all your experiences that you've had so far, right, in your life. And so, like, your thought comes from your brain, and all you're thinking, like, along the lines of what you know so far, you know? Like, you only know what you know. So, like, when your thought comes about, it's what you've experienced, you know? Like, it's hard to really articulate in the best way I'm yet to, like, articulate this, like, totally successfully, but, like, a really lame example of this would be, like, say, you know, if you're in a chemistry class and you talk about chemistry, and then you take the class, and then 4 months later, you're obviously able to, like, talk about chemistry a lot better, right? Well, the idea is, and that's because you only knew up until that point this much about chemistry, but after you know this much, then you can talk this much about chemistry. That's to say, like, that's chemistry one you took, right? So you have no idea about the other, you know, there's so much more to know about chemistry that you have zero clue about, right? But, so that's how everything works in your brain. So everything you talk about, everything you know about, as far as, like, being a human being, is based on what you've learned thus far, you know, up until, like, age 17 or up until age 24 or whatever. Like, you've experienced this much, and so you, every thought that comes in your brain is, like, comes through that lens, right, of what you know. Do you follow me, kind of? So the idea is that to know, and then take into consideration the fact that we know absolutely nothing about outer space. Like, literally, we know nothing. We know a little bit about our own solar system, you know? About our own, solar system, like, about, like, some of the planets. And we still don't even know if there's, like, life on Jupiter or life on Saturn or beyond Pluto. We have no idea what's going on, right? But we're one of 400 million billion stars in our galaxy, which is the Milky Way galaxy, which is one of, like, 1 million billion galaxies in the entire universe, all right? And so that shows you right there that we have no clue, really, what's happening in the universe. So as human beings, we walk around all the time, like, acting as if we know what's going on, right? Where it's, like, so obvious that as a species, we know so very little. So what we do is wrap our brains up in time, like, always thinking, most of our thoughts are always, like, based on, like, the past, memories, or their fantasies. We fantasize about things, about what we want or what we have. We think about the future all the time. And, I mean, that's what I would always get trapped up in, thinking about the future of a band, thinking about the future, where I'll be from a few years from now.